Is anybody out there? It's me again. They said Northeast was completely overrun, but we're still here. The last food drop was more than 2 weeks ago, and we're running out. We tried eating the crabs, but they made us sick. So if anyone out there can hear me, please send help. We're at the top of Rocky Butte, totally surrounded, with no way out. Okay, I'll try another channel.
In science fiction, they call it gray goo, nanobots that replicate without limits until eventually everything on the planet is a featureless gray goo. It's the first thing that came to mind when I read a recent article in the New York Times about a new species of crayfish that clones itself and is taking over Europe. The species emerged just 25 years ago as a mutation. Normally, animals have two chromosomes, one from each parent. This female crayfish ended up with three, meaning that she could produce her own fertilized eggs without mating. And every egg is a perfect clone of the original crayfish. Oh, and crayfish lay hundreds of eggs at a time. The crayfish were sold in pet stores in Germany, where they're called Marmorkrebs. Customers would buy a single crayfish and end up with hundreds in just a few months. Instead of flushing them down the toilet, they'd release the extra crayfish into local ponds and streams, where they'd multiply like crazy. And soon, all of Europe will be nothing but Marmorkrebs. Actually, the new species has spread to other continents, including Madagascar, where it threatens native crayfish species. So the Marmorkrebs were first discovered in 2003, but their genome wasn't sequenced and compared to other crayfish until 10 years later. And they weren't officially named their own species until today. The Marmorkrebs have been studied all over the world, but mostly by Frank Lyko at the German Cancer Research Center. Lyko and his colleagues are studying the Marmorkrebs to see if they can reveal any secrets about how tumors form. Tumor cells are genetic clones, yet they can adapt and resist medical treatments. It's still unclear how exactly they managed to do it, and Lyko hopes to learn something from studying the Marmorkreb clones. You see, the crayfish clones do adapt to their environment over time, a process called clonal evolution. Watching Marmorkreb clonal evolution over time may help researchers learn how tumors adapt to resist treatment. But what about the environmental impacts of the Marmorkrebs? Will they reproduce indefinitely until the planet is nothing but glossy gray exoskeletons and tiny pincers? Perhaps, but not likely. About 1 in 10,000 species on the planet are female-only clones. It's pretty rare, and clone species are probably pretty fragile. All it takes is one especially deadly virus, and the entire species could be wiped out at once. Because in clone species, there's no genetic diversity, so the chances of a clone being able to resist a deadly virus is very slim. But still, the European Union banned the sale of Marmorkrebs in 2016, and they're banned in Missouri and Tennessee. However, and I really don't suggest you do this, you can order your very own Marmorkreb on Amazon. I'm not kidding. It's right there with the headline, "One self-cloning Marmorkreb crayfish / freshwater lobster, parentheses, reproduces without a mate." Of course, there is a warning in the description. Please be advised that this crayfish will produce a great deal of clones, many of which will reach adulthood and also begin reproducing at the same rate. There's also a warning about Marmorkrebs being illegal in some states, but I don't see any state-based restrictions imposed on the sale of Marmorkrebs through Amazon. So, yeah, maybe the world will be nothing but Marmorkrebs in 10 years. I sure hope they taste good. You can learn more about me and my website, dustindriver.com. You can learn more about Marmorkrebs on the Repository for All Human Knowledge, also known as the Internet. If you want to write your own science fiction about small, tiny creatures taking over the world, I encourage you to do that and post it everywhere for everyone to read. Finally, big thanks to my hometown of Fairfield. Actually, grew up in Fairfield, California, right next to a small creek that ran through a field. And in that creek were a whole load of crayfish. Actually, we used to call them crawdads. Now, they weren't Marmorkrebs, they were actually just standard crayfish. And we used to catch tons of them in buckets. And no, we didn't eat them. There were no crayfish boils. However, I did learn that the very same crayfish that grew and thrived in that creek were the same crayfish that people like to eat in the South. Now, of course, after having harvested them and smelled what they smell like coming out of a suburban creek, I really couldn't imagine cooking them up, no matter how much hot sauce you have. Thanks for listening, and stay mental. Day 246. Down to just one MRE a day each, and we're almost out of water. Jake and Martha are making a supply run first thing in the morning, heading for the old QFC on 33rd. It was overrun last week, but they think there may be some cans left. They'll go in through the roof, distract the Krebs with a dead crow they found at the base of the old maple out front. The Krebs can't resist rotting flesh. They swarm it like maggots. They would have overrun the compound to get the crow if it weren't for the moat of gasoline around it. I don't know what we'll do when it dries out. I have nightmares about it, the Krebs skittering over their dead clones, swarming the wall, infesting the yard and garden. Last time we managed to burn them out, but their bodies ruined the soil. The whole city reeks of them, like dead fish and algae, like a filthy fish tank. Maybe one day the world won't stink. Maybe one day we can take it back. Stay safe out there, people.